Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brian Ruge and we want to talk about Scrooge. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
Brian, why do you want to be Scrooge?
Yeah, that's a tough question. People ask that all the time. I'm really just doing it to raise as much money as possible for the food pantry.
Okay, and for folks in the area, they know that this is a big fundraiser for the Atlantic Food Pantry.
Absolutely. This is the big push for the year, and we're just trying to raise as much money as possible, just especially this time of year when things are getting colder and people aren't able to get out as much. It's just a big push for the pantry, and it's needed.
Yes. Big time. Very much. I know that the numbers that they've been serving have been going up drastically during all this COVID, and as you say, when it gets colder, it's even more important. So, Brian, it just sort of seems like over the years, this whole Scrooge contest has really gotten the participants, the candidates, to do lots of different things to raise money. So let's kind of go through some of those things that you're doing.
Absolutely. So this year, I'm just trying to be creative with ideas of other ways to raise money. And so we have a GoFundMe page set up. We are doing a pedal for the pantry. I shouldn't say we, I am doing a pedal for the pantry. And the idea is to raise as much money as possible on a GoFundMe page. And for every $20 I raise on that GoFundMe page, I will ride my bicycle up to 100 miles in one day. And if I hit that 100 miles, if we get to 300 miles, I will have some friends join me and we'll accumulate those miles.
Okay. You know, not everybody may know about GoFundMe page. How do they get to that on their computer or phone?
I believe it's just GoFundMe.com, and you can either look my name, Brian Ruge, R-U-G-E, or under Pedal for the Pantry is the how I labeled it as well. And then I decided just yesterday we're going to do another thing at Brown Shoe Fit. We are going to do a raffle. So you can come in and buy a raffle ticket for $5, and every $5 will give you a chance to buy a free pair of shoes of your choice, give you a chance at that. And then on the 24th, when this ends, we will draw a name and you can pick out any shoe in the store of your choice.
Wow. Now that could be a challenge. You have lots of shoes. Brian, do you know how many different pair of shoes you have in this store?
That's a good question. I'd have to run a report on that, but it is a lot.
Of all varieties, and for people who are little people and older people and everybody in between. Okay, so you have the raffle for the shoes, but there's also another raffle.
Yeah, we partnered up with Fairway. Fairway's been great working with Tony and Nick. They've been a great help to me. We set up the other day at Fairway for a couple hours, and we raised $500. So thank you for everyone that dropped by then. And then Fairway also is going to do a quilt raffle. We had Gail Morris donate a quilt, which thank you, Gail, if you're listening. And we are going to have a raffle there. You can donate some money, and then they will raffle off the quilt, and then they're also going to raffle off a gift card. You have a choice when they raffle which you'd like.
Okay, so you got lots of things going here. Also, if you don't stop by Brown's, you have those boxes for donations in a couple of other places.
Yeah, so I also set up donation boxes. You can drop off any canned goods at Brown Shoe Fit. We just thought one location for that. That way I'm not chasing after canned goods. And the big push is for money this year, just with everything going on. It would just make life a lot easier that they can buy product when they need it. But those locations, I do have cash boxes, are First Whitney Bank, Olson's BP, Capital's Ace Hardware. Both of the golf courses have them. If you're in Elkhorn, Stacy Luke has it at the Nest Egg. And I have one more. Oh, and Fairway, of course.
Yeah. Of course. So lots of opportunities, and we hope people take that opportunity. Now, I think when this started, it was more emphasis on actually contributing the canned food. But that's changed a bit. Have you got some background about why the emphasis is more on money than on the actual food?
Yeah, I think, you know, when the food pantry is going and buying product, I think they're able to buy bulk in dollars so they can get more for their money when they buy it in bulk. And then just with COVID, they also, you know, to keep people from in and out as much and less hands on things, they're really just pushing for cash. Also, you know, being able to buy produce when they need to buy produce, those type of things. So they're giving us 5 points for every dollar that we raise, or 1 point for every canned good.
Okay. And also, of course, there's limited space. If you mentioned how much money you already have, that's going to buy quite a bit of canned goods and other food. There's other kinds of things, as you mentioned, produce and other things that are needed by the food pantry because people need them. So, Brian, I want to talk a little bit about you. Kind of where did you grow up and how did you get to Atlantic, Iowa?
Yeah, long story. So I'm originally from Fort Dodge, Iowa. Started working at a Brown Shoe Fit for a good friend of mine that was the owner there. Had a program. I've been with Browns for 8 years now, and was able to kind of move around with the company. It was one of those things, the faster you moved, the quicker you could get to where home would be. So I moved from Fort Dodge, Iowa to College Station, Texas, to Marshalltown, Iowa, to Hobbs, New Mexico, and that did all of that in about 3 years, and then found my new home here in Atlantic, and I've been here over 4 years now.
Oh, you're kind of stuck here, and we're happy to have you stuck here. So when you mention Hobbs, New Mexico, I do have to mention David Potter, because some of our listeners will mention David Potter, and he worked here for a long, long time and then ended up in Hobbs, New Mexico.
Yeah, so I've met David Potter, and he's actually still in New Mexico. I met him one day, and he came in and said, "Look at my time on my watch," and the watch was a Brown Shoe Fit watch. So it was, "How'd you get that?" And kind of got to talk to him. It's a small world. We've got David Potter, John Hugeback, we've got Pat Morrison. There's a lot of connections to this community, and
it's I keep hearing people say who work at Browns that they kind of like Atlantic, and it helps when it's closer to home also. So what were your interests in high school? As you growing up, what were some of your favorite things to do?
Well, I was big time into sports, so I was pretty set on those things. Kept me out of trouble and kept me busy. And that's why my passions kind of went towards biking and outdoors. I'm big into volleyball now. Jackie Sampson got me started on that when I moved here, and play in two different leagues. And I just really like to stay busy and busy in the community. And it's just been great. I've been busier living here the last 4 years than I've ever been, just because I try to be involved as much as I can and help in any way I can.
Yeah, it's if you get involved, then other folks are going to say, "Hey, I know you. Go ask Brian about that. He'll know." What are some of the trends in shoes? I mean, you have to keep up with that. You're always ordering ahead. You're probably ordering for spring now.
Yeah.
What are some of the trends that you see in the shoe business?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with everything, very casual is still casual. We're doing less and less dress product, but some of the brands that have been really big, Hey Dude is a big trend right now. It's kind of that casual weekend shoe. We've sold, I think, over 600 pair this year of that style shoe. Birkenstocks are really big. And then for the fall, brand Sorel, they're all waterproof and insulated. Been really good for the last 2 years, but it's going to be our big push for this fall.
Okay. How do you keep up with that? How do you know? Does Brown say this is what you're going to buy? Do you go to meetings, conferences? How do you keep up with all that?
So I'm completely self-employed, so I buy everything in the store, but we do have a lot of help with a lot of our reps. Typically, I'm going to about 8 trade shows a year, whether it's in Minneapolis or Chicago or Kansas City. All of these brands are trying to sell us product, and then we just build relationships with brands and people that we enjoy being around. And then we put a lot of trust in those reps as well, because if they're telling us to buy something and this will sell and it doesn't go over well, it's not good for us or the reps or the company. So we just build those relationships and really try to chase trends. And that's a really exciting part about my job, is it's just constantly changing and keeps me challenged to try to do new things and find out what our community wants.
Yeah, I was going to say, and your customers have something to say about that.
Absolutely.
Too. So, okay, remind us, there is an ending date for the Scrooge contest. So it's going on now, and when's the end?
It ends on November 24th, so the day before Thanksgiving. And one other thing I was going to say, if there is any products or need me to come pick up a check or anything, I can always drop by and pick that up. I'll have a mask on, you know, for your safety. You can leave it in the mailbox. If there's some canned goods you want me to pick up, you can leave them in the garage. I can grab them that way. Any way it can help. And also, I was going to say a big thank you to Coca-Cola. I reached out to them. They are going to hand out a pallet. They're giving us a pallet of water. And again, there's space is an issue. So thank you to the police department. They are going to store that at the police department and give that to the shelter or to the pantry as needed.
Okay, lots of things going on, and we want to thank you, Brian Ruge, for visiting with us and for participating in the Scrooge contest. Until next time, here's a thought. Volunteers don't get paid not because they're worthless, but because they're priceless.